Hello. Today the Church celebrates the Feast of Saints Philip and James, Apostles, and our Gospel passage comes to us from John chapter 14, verses 6 to 14. Jesus said to Thomas, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, then you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you for so long a time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or believe because of the works themselves. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and will do greater ones than these, because I am going to the Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In today's Gospel passage, we hear Philip say to Jesus, "Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." This request may resonate with us, as we too may feel that we will only be satisfied when we see God in heaven. But Jesus responds to Philip by saying that God the Father, whom he longs to see, he already sees in Jesus. "Whoever has seen me has seen the Father." Jesus reminds us that he has already begun to satisfy our deepest longing for God. Through his life, death, and resurrection, Jesus has shown us the face of God himself. As we grow in our relationship with Jesus, we will begin to see the face of God, and heaven will become a present reality to some degree. Jesus wants us to appreciate and experience the presence of God in his person, who is with us always until the end of time. He is with us in his word, in the sacraments, especially the Eucharist, and in each other.